Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it! It's time for episode 656 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint SoFi.
Whoa.
And I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me as always, Brett, Peter, BPM Morris, a.k.a. Stard. What's up, Stard?
What's going on? Stard here, ready to rock. What do we got today?
Some Stard in the house.
Yeah.
We got a very special episode as this is Swift Week in Los Angeles. I'm sure you've been hearing the buzz, but she'll be here starting on Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think takes Sunday off, then does Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So a 1 week stand. Yeah.
Wait, she's playing six dates? Is that what you just
told out? record breaking. Nobody's ever done six dates at SoFi. It hasn't been open that long.
No.
But even the Rams won't do 6 days in a row.
Yeah,
but no, just kidding. They're a football team. But yeah, nobody's done it yet.
Big players have played SoFi though. Like, you know, it hasn't had a chance.
Yeah. And I think so, it's 60,000 a pop, something like that. Maybe more.
Yeah.
So exciting stuff. So what I've devised this week, and we're going to get into our regular charts and stuff, but I'm also going to be giving you I won't even call it an escape tune. I'm going to call it an era's escape experience. It's bigger than an escape tune. It's a RPG. It's a role-playing game.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this tactical? This is like turn-based RPG.
What's turn-based?
Where it's like story the progression goes in like turns. Like it's your turn to play, and then you play a few moves.
Oh, well, it's all your turn.
Yeah.
You're the only guy.
All right.
You're first person starter, we can call it.
Nice.
But I'll be in there with you as well.
This is exciting. I love it. This is like a four-dimensional, a full-on immersive escape room.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And we're excited. She'll be coming into town. We'll be learning about it and through the game as well. But first, why don't we find out what the music chart is? We're not going to go all Swift this week. We'll give you a regular chart.
Okay.
Because we're going to be talking enough Swift anyhow. Plus, even as big as she is, she doesn't have 10 songs in the top five right now.
That's true. But we are seeing peak Swift right now. Her fame has never been bigger.
Never been bigger.
Ever. Like, that's incontestable. As big as she's been, she is on top of the world right now.
And it's pretty weird because when she started putting out that whole, you know, the one with this sick beat. And there was one about, I don't know, it felt like people were starting to turn on her for a second.
Yes.
And then she got them all back, maybe with that documentary.
I agree.
And then they never questioned her ever again after
and
that.
And then she put out a couple like folk albums and stuff
in
the last few years. And those felt, you know, she didn't lose a huge audience, but those felt a little middling, like people weren't excited.
Yeah.
And then now, she just like crashed all of a sudden. Back in.
Yeah. It's got to have something to do with pandemic, people pent up or something like that.
Yeah. Her last album and this.
Because what rallied them all back? I don't know.
Also, she just hasn't been on tour for a long time. So that's huge. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Yeah. Because the last one got canceled.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Let's get into our music chart. Then we'll start our game.
All right. I think just a pregame for you. I would like one T-Swift based twist in these lyrics.
In these lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh, and what I'm about to do.
What about what you're about to do?
How does this one start? Music.
Music.
It's just like tweets. Now, what is it? Music. We used to. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Music. We used to play KT Perry, but now that's passé. Now we only doing TSA. Taylor Swift, I need another take. Tunes.
Hey.
Yeah, I would need another take.
Oh, I like you went for an all T Swift based lyric. I was just
you would have one twist?
Expecting like the last line, maybe. What's next? Just pure T.
Pure T. See, that would have worked better. You know, I just took a walk around the block, which is really a bad idea because it's like high 90s. And
wait, did you go to Ralph's?
Pre-freestyle ritual.
Was there an errand on the way? Did you go to Ralph's?
I had to walk. Basically, I had to walk halfway back down the block to get my car to go to Ralph's and then halfway back up. So it was like kind of a walk around the block with a Ralph's in the middle.
Oh, wow. I just had a crazy experience in my town. In my town. I just went to get a sandwich at this like local Italian place. And I'm like, hey, I'll get a, you know, sandwich. And then
it's a great day for a heavy sub, 95 outside.
Oh, hey, it's cooling. I think a sandwich is kind of a hot day.
Yeah, special. If it knocks you out for a nap.
I'm not getting like toasted. Don't worry, okay. I'm not getting anything to. But the guy who runs the place goes, "Hey, wait a minute, are you by any chance Brett Morris?"
No,
I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh my god, like I recognize your voice, man. Like I listen to
no way, that's awesome."
Like, and the cool thing, you know, there's been times where I've been recognized or whatever.
Did he mention specific shows?
He mentioned Neighborhood Listen.
Nah.
Hey Randy, yeah,
F that guy.
I'm sure he's familiar. If you're listening, I'll take double meat next time.
That's there good. You go.
But it was a nice guy, and that's always cool to hear.
Absolutely.
And it's just surprising, especially when it's in like a quality establishment where you're like, hey, this is kind of an upscale place.
Right.
And you're just listening to this stuff.
No, that's awesome. I got recognized just now too at the market.
Really?
Yeah, when I swiped my customer card, it said, welcome, valued customer. Right on. So we're both doing great.
What's your new stage name, valued customer?
Valued customer.
That's great.
Okay, so.
Cool.
Give me the chart. What chart are we doing?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a Shazam chart, which we haven't visited in a while.
Okay, that'll be exciting. Now, in order to get to these tunes, usually with an escape tune, we play you a part of the song. You answer a question to get to the next part of the song.
Okay.
But what we're doing today is I'm just going to give you, we got a T-Swift storyline going on.
Okay.
We're going to go through this storyline and then you'll get a question. If you answer the question right, we get to listen to track 5.
Okay.
You have to earn your way to the chart entries.
I see.
Okay. Are you ready? Because once you enter this world, you're in a slightly different world. You're on a different quest. You know how these things work.
Let me tie my shoes, get my sword.
There you go.
Get my shield.
There you go. Well, you won't need sword tonic. And shield. You're going to be a different type of warrior in this game.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. For you are going to be a Swifty. Woo!
All right, so I need my glitter pen and my flowery backpack.
You're going to need all that stuff.
Okay.
as we gear up. Are you excited to be a Swiftie? I think I'll probably be as the dungeon master. I'm the Swift Taylor master, whatever I am. But okay. I think I'm sort of an ally, I guess, right?
Yeah. Are you a reliable narrator?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Reliable narrator.
Nice. I'll get my my TikTok hands ready. So every time I talk to you, I'm like, you know, gesturing.
Oh yeah, doing that thing that the Swifties do. Those strong gestures.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. You're a Swiftie. I guess I'm a Swiftie too if I'm your friend.
Great.
And it's the day of the big show, the premiere show at SoFi, which is
my God.
Thursday. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What am I going to wear?
Here's the deal, though.
Costumes. Yeah.
We got to do that.
Okay.
Do you know this is a tough ticket to get?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is people are saying this is tougher ticket than the Super Bowl was.
Oh, I bet. I believe that in a heartbeat.
And when you think about it, the Super Bowl is mostly an American audience. Sure. This Taylor Swift, I mean, people are flying in from Brazil. People are flying in from Belgium. People are flying in from as far away as Australia.
Coming in at number two, Estonia.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Estonia. Number one, Japan. All right. Now, listen, you're just a local Swiftie.
Okay.
You happen to be competing against the elite rich of every nation that is interested in coming to this gig. Now, if you were going to come to a gig, everybody knows Los Angeles. This is the gig you would come to.
Yeah. Especially because it's the last one, right? It's like right. The tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's story twist number one. You ain't got no tickets.
Oh. Oh my God, I have to do a bunch of side quests and, you know, battle an ogre.
Here's the thing. This is a tough situation. Day of the show, tough to get a ticket. You don't have one.
That's impossible.
Okay. With your faith in Taylor and your faith in Swiftiness.
Yes.
You figure out that you're going to make 10 chapters. There's 10 moves that you could make to get into this show. And if you can complete all these things successfully, you could get into the Taylor Swift show. That is your quest.
All right. So, let me try to recap that. So there's 10 things I have to do.
Just like the Eras Tour has 10 chapters.
Okay. I didn't know.
Now these are the 10 chapters of your quest.
Great.
Your quest for Eras, your quest for Swift.
Okay.
Is that understandable?
I think so. I'm basically holding on to the number 10, and there's 10 things I have to do.
Well, I mean, this is a 10-step quiz. We're going to go through the charts here.
Okay.
You have to earn that I was going to call them Swifties, the Swiftest.
By the way, this is why I could never quite get 2 feet into the D&D world.
Too many rules.
Because you have to listen to somebody kind of create the lore as they go. And it's like,
right.
My brain is just going like, wait, what? Like,
right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did he think this through?
Yeah.
How recently did he smoke a bunch of pot?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But I'm not making this part up. You know what I mean? I have this part figured out.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. We'll get into your first task here.
Okay. So I have to do 10 things before I even get this first entry or 10 things overall?
No.
Okay, great.
10 things total.
Okay, great.
You just got to answer this one question correct, and then we can listen to the first entry.
That makes sense.
Tweet at us live if you don't understand. Let's get your questions. Yeah. I just got a phone call. It'd be a horrible time to take that. Okay. So we need outfits. We can't take the trouble to get in and we're just in our regular civilian clothes. Okay. We got to have outfits.
Interesting. Okay. So an outfit before a ticket. This is,
because listen, this is a leap of faith. We don't have tickets. This is like the first act of a movie.
Yeah.
We don't, maybe if you ever saw Detroit Rock City, I think it has similar, they're trying to get to a Kiss concert.
Yeah. I love it.
Even if they made a Dazed and Confused concert, it would have been about going to that, going to see Foghat in Houston.
Yes, exactly.
Which they, would have been awesome, but fan Foghat, fiction,
it, brother.
So basically, with our faith in Taylor, we're saying if we complete these 10 moves, we're going to get a ticket.
I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Or, you know, it's our quest. Yeah. Else we already got tickets, and then what are we doing? We're going to what? Fight the traffic on the 10? It's not that compelling of a story.
That's true. That's true.
This is like one of those quests. Okay. Question number one. We got to have outfits.
Question.
Question number one. Do you say, what are we going to buy? What are we going to buy these outfits, or are we going to make them?
I think we have to buy some materials, but then we're going to have to make them to be, you know, we have to compete with all the other Swifties who are going all out, you know, at this thing.
We only got till tonight.
Okay. But, you know, or at least like we have to buy just individual components and put something together.
Okay. Maybe we could just grab that magic mark over there and some of those blank t-shirts and get busy on some shirts.
Okay, so the correct answer is to make them.
Well, we just don't have time to go out and get supply. I mean, the ticking clock. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I got it. All right, you make a good point.
Okay, that's not the question.
Okay,
now, here we go. I'll cut to the chase.
Okay, great.
In order to earn our way to the first song, you have to answer this multiple choice question. Are you ready?
Okay. Phew. Multiple choice.
Which one of these shirts ideas was not a real fan made shirt?
Okay.
At the Taylor Swift concert in Philadelphia. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
A. Folklore Mom.
Okay.
B. You were driving the getaway car.
Okay.
C, the problem with an arrow pointed up at your face. Like, you know, when she did that whole, problem thing.
I'm the problem. It's me.
There you go. I should actually make you sing a little bit for each round. You're going to get even more recognized vocally now.
Oh, God.
You go to a karaoke bar. You think of that? Okay. D, dads against daughters dating Jake Gyllenhaal. D, dads against daughters dating Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Or E, last answer, T Swift, she stole my manhood.
And I'm trying to find the one that is not real.
The one that was not real.
All right. Well, you know, I think it's definitely E. T Swift, she stole my manhood.
There you
but
go.
But I think that should be a shirt.
That should be, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a video. Check it out on YouTube, but not a shirt yet. But how about that people make their own shirts, and you not only have to take your kid to the show, you got to stand out there in a shirt that says Folklore Mom.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't imagine that help. Like, I know for like big stars and stuff, they look out over the crowd and they'll see a few signs with a big written thing. And you'll see like footage of them going, oh, haha, like reacting to one of them.
Right.
But for Taylor, she's now going to just see, it's like a novel. It's like War and Peace out there, like all the text that going to be reading as she's performing.
Right.
You know, you might like be distracting her.
Yes. It's like, well, good thing she has CNN at home. She can handle the scroll and whatever's going through.
All right.
So what do we got coming in at number five?
Number five on Shazam, Lil Durk with All My Life featuring J. Cole. Oh, come on, Shazam, play a real part of the music.
Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking about
that's all they give you.
That's all they give.
Lil Durk.
Well, that's okay. We're concentrating on Taylor this
week. Is Lil Durk the one who put out like a really heady Pink Floyd-y album this year? Or was that someone? That was someone else.
I don't know. I was busy with country.
Okay.
I saw this video where this guy goes to like remote areas of the country, and he goes to Virginia to this real small town, and he's talking to these guys. But I'll get the name of it. It's just really good. This guy just goes into places where you just wouldn't think you're allowed to talk to people, like gang members and stuff.
Yeah.
And then people just tell them their stories and stuff.
That's cool.
It's like Huell Hauser with a
pair of I like that. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'll send you. I'll get the link. His name's like Peter Centinello or something. A guy. It's just a YouTube.
Yeah,
guy.
You do think sometimes like obviously there's like dangerous areas. There's dangerous people, but then when you think of like the statistics, it's like. It's not every single hour of every single day that they're like killing people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they are still like open to talk if you maybe are just like chill and
right.
not a threat.
Absolutely.
In any way.
I think if you go in with a guarded, careful attitude, you'll be fine. If you go in there just flaunting, like, no, it's like anywhere else. Come on. And then you'll wind up getting hit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on in our quest.
By the way, I'm still in my
t-shirts. I think we should get bracelets.
That last thing
was
still in my Swiftie character. By the way, just going like, oh, it's fine. Just approach them. You know, they're nice.
Oh yeah. Just go say hi. Everybody's a Swiftie, so they'll be fine. Just tell them you're a Swiftie. Okay. It's not enough that we have t-shirts. Let's get some bracelets. What do you say?
Great. I love it.
Do you know about the friendship bracelets and they spell out the her lyrics and everything like that?
Oh, I haven't seen the T-Swift specific ones, but I know what you mean. Like the ones with the little blocks with the letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So for your question to get through to the next thing. Jennifer Garner was at the Kansas City Taylor Swift show.
Okay.
What item was she given many of in order to be welcomed into the Swifties?
Well, I'm guessing she was given these bracelets.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wow. Okay.
Easy question, but let's take a look at the video. Can you pull that up?
Okay.
I told you wouldn't have to pull anything up. But
Jennifer Garner, Taylor Swift. Let's see what comes up. Oh, yeah, here we go. Jennifer Garner showed off her friendship bracelets at a Taylor Swift concert. She's got what looks like 70 bracelets on.
Yeah. How does she get close enough to real fans? See what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Like VIPs right next to regular?
So
go to the next one. The next one might have some audio.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, I see.
Isn't it kind of weird, though, that, like, VIP is, like, you have an audience with regular people?
Yeah. Like, wait, okay. So the thing here, the custom, this is, like, a new culture we're witnessing.
Yes.
We're, like, anthropologists.
Yes.
So the custom here is you have, it's almost like Mardi Gras. You have a huge amount of these bracelets and you trade them and you give them to people?
Or maybe they just usually keep them to themselves or give them to their besties. But then when you see Jennifer Garner,
right. You know. So this is just the rich get richer all over again. Like there's an economy within SoFi Stadium.
Right.
And the celebrities are getting all the friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
Is there anything that they don't?
It says here that the Swifties were yelling, show us your boobs, and that Jennifer Garner was flashing them. That's how she got so many. Yeah, it is pretty wild. Yeah, their own customs. It's like if you went to, a remote island 300 years ago, and they're trading in shells or whatever it is.
Right.
Skulls or whatever.
The Swift economy.
Okay, what's our next track?
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Luke Combs, Fast Car.
Wow. Maybe he'll become a big pop star one day.
The fun thing about the Shazam chart. So I remember when we were is you gotta also imagine, why are people Shazamming this so much?
Right.
And it's probably because Jiffy Lube was playing it.
But you gotta imagine, it's obviously influenced by how popular a song is, but more than that, it's influenced by the WTF factor of just going like, wait, I feel like I know this song, but right. What version is this? Like,
right,
what?
Right, yeah.
Or have wait, I heard
this one
before?
Sounds a little different. Yeah.
Yeah, what is this one again?
But it does, to some people, it sounds better than the original.
By some
without
people,
a doubt.
Mean, yeah.
Country people.
Country people. The Shazam should tell you if you're Shazamming a cover song, it should also tell you the original.
I like that.
It's an upgrade.
Okay. We now, you were saying earlier that Taylor likes to read those signs.
Yeah.
I think if we show good faith and make Taylor a great sign, it's going to help us get into this show tonight.
Okay, great.
All right, let's make a sign. How big do you want to make it?
Which one of us is carrying it the whole time?
Or,
if I'm lifting this thing this whole time, I want
I'll
it to just
it.
Be about shoulder width. Okay. So then,
hold. Yeah, right.
Well, let's
what's
let's both
say?
Hold it. Let's make it from both of our shoulders, so we're both hoisting this thing up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it's a double,
I like to say.
Double human width.
Okay. All right, double human width, and what should it say?
I think it should say, T. Swift, you stole my manhood.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And then she might stop and go, ooh, what's that one about? And not just blow it off like the rest. Might make some of the little girls around us uncomfortable, but hey.
Yeah. Hey, I also don't want it to come off as a criticism. Like, I don't want it to come off as a bro-y, like, oh, I'm a cuck for liking you. It's like, no, that one look you gave in that. Maybe we should give a link to the YouTube video of the song, the remix we made.
Oh, I like that. So she could read the link.
She can read the link and remember
maybe
it.
Maybe she's got Google Glass and she'll snap a shot of it with her eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe she's got a spotter like David Lee Roth had the roadie who found the hot chicks.
Oh, right.
There's a spotter for that. Okay, so we make the sign, and we got it, two-person length. I'm going to carry it.
Okay.
All right. Is that our sign? Are we turning that in?
I like it, yeah.
All right, let's see if it gets approved. Coming in up.
Really?
Starred. Our sign's being disapproved by the universe.
Did they give a reason?
Yeah, it has a reason right here.
Okay.
It says, SoFi rules. If you're planning on bringing a sign for Taylor to read, you'll need to fit all of your love for her on an 11 by 17 inch piece of paper.
What?
That's it. That's all you get.
All right, let me quickly measure that real quick.
Measure that. Hang on, you guys.
Yeah.
Start stood up.
I've got a standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's measuring. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's barely bigger than. That's like a double length piece of notepad paper.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
that's
so
hilarious.
I guess,
how is she going to read any of that? That's just going to be little footnotes held up.
I guess maybe Swifties complain that they can't see or something.
Mm-hmm.
But or maybe that's just a SoFi rule.
Yeah.
So how about this? We'll shrink it down, same sentiment, and shrink it down. What do you resubmit?
Yeah. Yeah. We could try to sneak in a bunch of those.
Oh, I like
then,
that. Multiples.
You know, then you say they all get in.
Well, we would be allowed to have two of them because there's two of us.
That's true. So, yeah, let's tape them together once we get in the show.
Okay.
So it'll just say, like, T. Swift, you, and then on your piece of paper, it'll say, stole my manhood.
Okay.
Go to youtube.com/whatever.
Okay. and I'll roll it up in this bag.
Okay.
That I have that happens to be clear and smaller than 12 by 6 by 12 because that's the bag regulation.
I like it. Okay.
So let's resubmit it. And it's ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
You made it. Congrats on that. All right. What do we got coming in at number three?
Coming in at number three, Rima with Calm Down.
Oh, yeah. This one's islandy.
Yeah.
Took one of those soca tunes we listened to.
Did you see that the island boys started making out?
Yeah, recently? What was up with that?
That was crazy. Gosh. I think they just lost a little attention.
They needed some attention.
Out with something else. Yeah.
My gosh. The island brothers. The incest boys. Yes, Yikes. Okay. Moving on. All right, let's get in the car. It's time to head down to SoFi. What do you think?
Let's do it. Let's just go.
All right, let's just do it. All right, we're headed down there at SoFi. We're driving. You know what? We're passing the Citadel Outlet on the 5.
Oh, wow, the Citadel.
You know that place?
Oh, yeah, it looks like ancient Babylon or something.
There you go. Google it if you have to, guys. It's a shopping, what is it? What are those places called? Wholesale? What are those
outlets.
Called?
Outlet. You know,
center. Outlet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an outlet, and it's militaristic. It's
very
like
strange.
It's a strange one.
They put a big facade that looks like ancient Babylon. That like it looks like old Sumerian city,
yeah,
or something.
Like Masada or something.
But once you get past that facade, I went in there once. It's like a whole network. It feels like you're on a set or something. It's like a little village, just full of outlets.
It's its own ecosystem. Well, you know what? We got no time to stop there. Let's get down to SoFi. Am I right?
Yeah, let's keep going.
No, I grab the wheel.
Oh.
I make us exit. I spin us off. We're headed into the Citadel.
Oh, okay. We got to get something? Did you forget something?
What's at the Citadel? Why do we need to be at the Citadel?
Well, I mean, clothes, shoes, probably
outfits?
Some food. Yeah. Yeah, outfits. But I thought, okay. You mentioned the outfits before. I guess you're right. We never technically got them.
Okay. So we can grab some outfits in there. All right.
Okay.
Let's submit your answer.
Okay.
Is there something more tailor specific?
This is the most chaotic like narration, or like I'm being guided by just chaos here.
Yeah, I'm just okay. I'm like the voice of God if the wind's blowing really hard. Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, exactly. It seems like he wants me to do this and then I'm getting canceled.
Right.
Okay. What
something
more specific?
More tailor specific in that Citadel that could help us big time?
Maybe glitter? Am I getting like glitter or sequins somewhere?
Special glitter?
Maybe a what's specifically tailor?
Something that could really help us on this specific day. I mean, really help us. I mean, fulfill our damn quest.
Whoa.
What's our quest again?
To get tickets.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Correct. If you show up at the Citadel from 2 to 4 p.m. today, fill out your little sheet. They are giving away tickets to the Taylor Swift show at the Citadel.
Really? You have to go to Citadel?
You have to go to the Citadel.
That's insane. I've never heard of a single thing like this where they say you got to get your ass to the Citadel. Like that's always just been a place that you pass by and
look at. You just pass by and you don't stop because you're already sitting in traffic to go where you're really going.
Yeah. No one makes a day to go there.
Even the Citadel's involved. That's how big this show is.
The Swift-a-del.
Pretty crazy. I mean, if I was making a documentary of this concert, this is what I would be covering. Just how everybody's getting involved.
The Citadel. Imagine the board, you know, at the Citadel, like high-fiving each other when they got that contract.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is our biggest year ever.
We're involved. We got our name.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's going, we're back, baby.
It's like we signed Ohtani. We're giving away Swift tickets at the Citadel.
So, all right. God, getting to the Citadel between 2 and 4. Is that what you said?
Yeah, something like
all
that.
Right. All right.
Noon to 4. Tough stuff.
All right.
We filled that out. We'll cross our fingers. Maybe we'll get a crazy text that we got in or something like that.
Love it.
All right. So let's – oh, you just earned our listeners another track.
Great. Coming in at number 2.
Number 2.
Gunna with Fuck You Mean.
Give me a stick of they purse. Young little one, they working my nerves. I'm about to pull some serve. Fucking this bitch like a perm. Smack on the back of a perm.
Ice. Woo! This has no place in a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The Citadel is never going to give away Gunna, even though it's more on brand.
Yeah.
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 I agree. All right. We're heading out of the Citadel.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get down to SoFi.
I wonder if we're going to go. No, we're not going to go south enough to pass the Santa Fe swap meet.
Would you like to stop there?
We could. It's a pretty great place. I've played a couple gigs there. I have some stories from the Santa Fe swap meet. It's fun.
Maybe tell us in 2 charted.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
I just don't think we have time. I mean, this is, you know.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. You're probably right. It's just it's a footnote. Just save for later.
Save it for later. I'm writing it down. 2 swap meet.
Great.
Okay. Now we got to head
this
straight.
This is for number 1 on the music chart.
Yeah. So this will take us. Yes.
It's a big quest. And then we get a
cut. This is
scene.
A big. Yeah. This is like big plot point. End of second act.
Then your cut act. Scene is hopefully a HelloFresh ad or something.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Here we go. We're headed to SoFi. All of a sudden, we see a hotel.
Ooh, okay.
You get the urge. There might be a clue in the hotel.
Okay.
This could be Taylor guiding us. We saw a rainbow over this hotel, and that could be Taylor telling us to go there.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Well, we got to go.
We pull over. We pull into the hotel parking lot. We've got to go into the hotel to get the clue.
Okay.
What's the problem? Picketing. Okay. Striking hotel workers.
Oh, okay. They're on strike too?
The hotel Jesus. Workers are on strike. And in fact, they sent a message to Taylor Swift saying, please cancel your shows. Because this is just filling up all the hotels for the scab workers.
Wait, is this real? This is a real story?
This is real, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Their strike definitely got overshadowed by the other strikes, but maybe it's good timing.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of labor unrest going on. Okay, so basically it's these strikers versus Taylor.
Okay.
And you're a Swiftie. Are you breaking the picket line to get the clue?
I am not only breaking the picket line, I'm driving my car straight through the picket line. Busting into the hotel.
You go, girl. Exactly right, girl. Taylor, I mean, I've sent out 5 tweets against that strike already today.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm totally pro union in every other sense, but I'm a Swiftie here. And if I'm going to be a Swiftie, I have to embody.
Not during SoFi week. There's a time and a place for
time and a place.
This is like if I were to complain about my personal issues at my sister's wedding or something. Like that. Shut up. Not today. Great answer. So, wow, you earned the people a big number 1 with that
one. Nice. Coming in at number 1.
Number 1.
Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For?
Whoa.
I mean, 2 years ago, we would have said Billie Eilish is going to be pushing Taylor Swift out, right?
Yeah, at this point, like, Billie Eilish is opening for Taylor, I think.
Yeah. By the way, they got some weird openers. They got, well, Haim's doing every night.
Oh, really?
Then, okay. Then they got this guy, Owen. His name's just Owen with two N's.
Weird.
And then, yeah, there's another one like, yeah, just a, some people Owen. I've never heard of.
Owen got the Taylor Swift slot. That's yep. insane.
But I guess it's, you know, it's a tough one. It's when people showing up pre-Haim, but still pre-Haim. It's a big deal. It's on your resume.
Let's hear a tiny bit of Owen.
Here we go, coming in at number zero, Owen. Night, you cross my mind. I need a warm body to start a fire. Okay, that's her new Sam Smith.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sounds a bit pentatonics.
Exactly. Well, that was the music chart. It started, did a great job. You're halfway home. We'll see if you make it into the Swift show. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with Swifty.
Brett Morris, star Swift.
This is the movie chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, I am not a client. But when it comes to Taylor, she's fucking giant. Taylor. Right on. Shall we
I
get
sure
back?
I sure hope Taylor Swift doesn't become a tyrant.
Doesn't become a tyrant.
Boo, she could.
Taylor. She is, I would think, to boyfriends and stuff. But I was thinking about, she's now too famous to really trust that anyone actually likes her. So she actually is trapped in what she sings about. It seems like could kind of have almost anything she wants except a relationship in a way.
Yeah. She's like Cleopatra level.
Yeah. Okay. Now we roll into SoFi. Wow. Look how far you've come.
Oh my God. Look how expensive parking is.
Okay. How much should we expect to pay for parking?
I'm saying like $60.
$60.
If we're talking about like the parking that's right around SoFi, like the official SoFi parking,
could be 60. Well,
do you have the answer?
I know that in Philadelphia, they paid as high as 200.
Oh,
200 for a parking spot. So
that's insane.
Do we risk it? Is this the end of our journey?
Oh, no, of course not.
Or do we shell out for parking?
Well,
we could shell out for parking and at least hear some of the concert.
We could try to just park at the Forum. That's next door, right? Park probably the Forum? Take over all the parking from the Forum.
If it's open.
Yeah.
Are you saying we should shell out for parking?
Or maybe we park at that hotel and just walk? All right, let's shell out for parking. I think that's what you want me to say.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Shell out for park.
Okay.
It becomes important as we move through our quiz.
It's probably just a 1% add-on to the whole ticket fee we're paying anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can think of it that way.
By the way, I didn't give you the markups. there was a girl, she bought it. You know, these tickets went on sale in November.
Yeah.
With all the fees and everything, she wound up paying $253 each for her tickets.
Oh, yeah. That's as cheap as I've heard.
And if you wanted to get it on StubHub now, that same ticket's $2,000.
My God. Let me look real quick. I'm curious at some of these prices. My friend swears, you might know as a grift king, he swears you can get very cheap tickets if you just wait, like not the day before, but if you literally wait to snatch them up on a place like that, like StubHub or whatever.
Oh, like day of.
Until like time day of, show type like deal? Hour before maybe, you can get shockingly cheap ones.
Yeah, yeah. You can get, I've seen pretty big shows that go down to cheap. But then there's also a chance there won't be any tickets.
All right. So I'm seeing 705, 777.
700?
Yeah. But this is for, you know, we got obstructed view. Jesus.
Yeah. You might be paying like over $500 to sit behind the stage.
Yeah. Wow.
Wild stuff. So then you say, yeah, like if somebody rich is heading down there, 200 for parking is doable. It's not an obstacle.
I'm seeing as much as 7,000, almost over 8,000 a ticket.
8,000.
Hold on, dude. All right. I got a small quiz for you.
Okay.
What's the most expensive two ticket? This is for two tickets.
Well, you just said 15. So I'm going to say slightly higher than that, but for two tickets?
For two tickets. And the 15 was for two tickets.
Oh, okay. 17.
Keep going. Cold.
We'll just go, and then.
Universe says, This is T Swift, buddy. You're going to have to pay more.
20.
25.
20, 30.
Multiply that.
70.
101,000.
Come on. That's just a wish list, stupid thing. Well, I mean, that's just. Someone's actually charging 100 grand.
That's for level one suites.
You know what that's for? Those girls online that go, send me all your money. Don't give it to your wife. Ruin your life.
Yeah, you exactly. Yeah, Findom.
And they go, I don't just want a T Swift ticket. I want that $100,000 one.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like,
the guy goes, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets him off. Just wasting wild all stuff. His money.
All right. So, hey, we didn't do so bad with our $200 parking spot.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it looks cheaper. The move of this whole thing would have been to scalp tickets. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. All right. So what's coming in at number five?
Coming in at number five, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning.
Oh my God.
Dead Reckoning sounds like a Megadeth album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good title.
Tom Cruise and Taylor Swift.
Listen to me. The world's coming after you.
They should get married.
Yeah, they really should. Weirdly makes sense. My God, if Taylor Swift became a Scientologist, it's all over.
Okay, start. Next question.
Okay.
We've got our parking spot. Okay. Now in cities all over the country, people have been tailgating.
Yeah.
T-A-Y-L.
Nice.
Tailgating.
Nice.
and they're out there, even if they can't get in, they're lucky to feel like they're in the same city as Taylor and sing all her songs. Question number one. We can hear Taylor's music. Can we hear her banter?
No. I bet they've put in crazy future technology to just block out her banter.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wow.
I don't know about the technology part, but yes, witnesses have reported that although you can hear the music, you cannot hear the banter.
Did you see that one post? Somebody said they could see straight from their apartment window right
really?
Into the T-Swift concert. I forget wow. which city it was in, but they wow. just happened to have this amazing apartment wow. view where they could see the whole show.
I could see it must have been one of those second tier cities, like a Cincinnati yeah. or Des Moines.
Yeah.
Shout out. Okay.
By the way, I was thinking about tailgating at T-Swift. And I was just thinking about typical concert experiences. I bet a T-Swift concert is the most sober concert.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like nobody's like bringing
least
in a
amount
joint.
Of booze.
No one's
yeah.
smoking while they're watching.
It's no heavy nobody's, metal parking lot.
Yeah, no one's pre-gaming.
The people are there with their parents and their dads, right. sober as hell.
Sensible drinks.
Also,
water.
No fashion sense. I mean, if you go on there, these girls have the most normcore. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
just
super
like
normcore.
Every other girl's wearing white cowboy boots and like a plain right. skirt with a plain yeah. shirt. And I, yeah. oh, this is the era. This is the midnight. You know, this yeah. is the
like a pink athleisure top.
Yeah, they try to dress like the different eras.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on to your next question. Or do cool. we do a movie right there?
Yeah, Dead Reckoning.
Oh, yeah, Dead Reckoning. All right. Uh-oh, this is SoFi. This isn't Cincinnati. This isn't Des Moines. Are we allowed to hang out?
What do you mean?
Are we going to be allowed to hang out there? Outside and try to make something happen? I mean...
At SoFi?
It's probably okay while Haim is on. But once Taylor starts...
I mean, I hope we're in our seats, but I think security is going to be very strict here.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any
yet.
Loitering.
Remember, we don't have seats.
I know. But by the time Taylor starts, I'm hoping we have them.
Oh, girl, your faith is so unshakable.
Unshakable faith.
You are such a strong warrior.
Thank you.
Okay. Actually, wait, what was your answer?
The gist of your question is, are we allowed to loiter in the parking lot?
This is SoFi, yeah.
I'm saying no.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
SoFi will not permit fans without tickets to gather outside
wow.
the stadium. Once the headlining act starts playing, ticketless fans hoping to breathe some of the same air as Taylor will be asked
Ooh.
To leave.
All right, so I'll leave my giant air straw in the car. I'm not going to be able to breathe her air.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You had made that air straw. You were going
to... I did. I was going to really try to... take it all in.
Suck it. Well, at least she won't suffocate because that I was worried that was going to take some of her air.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What movie do we have next?
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Chart Transplant. It would normally be Sound of Freedom. That is a fraudulent list.
I talked to someone who saw it.
Oh, really?
They had no idea any of the backstory, and they were like, no, it was good. Like it showed that there's human trafficking. And I was like, I don't know. There's a lot going on with the movie. And they're like, yeah, but human trafficking is bad.
It's real. Yeah. So,
and they showed that. So
yeah,
I can't speak on it. I didn't see it, but that's yeah. what they said. Okay.
I'm transplanting in. Well, you know the story about all the rich donors are like buying up the tickets and it's
meters
across. I'm subbing in my personal choice, my personal recommendation, Stephen Curry, underrated. It's a new doc on Apple Plus. And I cried at the end, man. When Steph starts crying, I was weeping. It's inspirational. Nobody's been
counted out.
It's
the story of his rise to superstardom, right?
Yes, that's right. And it focuses a lot on his college experience and high school, getting into college, and how much he's been counted out as, you know, too small, too weak, right, not explosive enough. He looks,
you know,
like
what it reminds me of is your journey today, because they said you'd never get into this concert.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's true.
We're going to find out if this is a tearjerker.
By the way, there's a scene in this, which would be so embarrassing if if this was about you, where it's a high school game. It's a little home footage of him playing high school, and he looks straight up like 11 years old.
Really?
And you hear his mom going, yeah, like gabbing with her friends in the background. And she's going, yeah, you know, we're still waiting for puberty to hit.
Nah.
We're still waiting for his puberty to hit.
God.
You're going, oh, my God. But then I think I told you off air last week, there's the college recruiter, Davidson, you know, he really wanted to go to Virginia Tech like his dad. But then they wouldn't let him in. They said he was too small, yada, yada, yada. And then Davidson was interested, but they were trying to call him and they weren't getting any response. And it was like 10 days. And this is his big shot to get someplace. They just figured, oh, he's not interested, I guess. Or maybe he got scooped up. He finally called back and said, sorry, my friend texted me a curse word and my mom took my phone for like 2 weeks.
Right.
I was watching this doc, by the way, the way you are reading the David Lee Roth book, where it's like, you're going, oh my God, but he's not going to be able to,
he's not going to be able
to get in.
Yeah.
And you're going, but if they don't start him, he's not going to be able to start. Like how
you get worried.
This isn't going to happen.
There's a tension in reading it. Cause you go like, it couldn't have happened. Like it could not have happened so easy.
Yeah. And it's just all from, there's a lot of luck involved, you know?
Absolutely. All right, great pick. Everybody check that out. Okay. It is rumored that at this show, I mean, this, it's very important we see this show, because it is rumored that she is going to be announcing the release of a new record.
Oh, okay.
That record.
As a Swiftie, I've been putting together the clues on this for the last 2 years.
Oh, okay. So what record do you feel is coming out?
I think from taking every, how old is she? She's like
30 or something.
30. I've taken every 30th word she has said in her onstage banter.
That's genius.
And
that's
put
genius.
It together. And what I've come up with is leads me to believe the next album will be Taylor's version of 1984 or whatever it's called.
1989, close enough to judge you say, ding, 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 ding.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it. Like, could you imagine that you're going to this big event and you're on to the clue that she might drop. And that clue is that she's dropping a re-recorded version of her old album that you've already heard.
That you've already heard. And also is just next in line of a already
so
announced
automatic
pattern.
Yeah.
There's no.
All the other ones have been dropped already.
Right. This is the, to me, this is the most surprising Taylor's version re-release. In terms of, I remember On Who Charted even.
Yeah, it was so long.
1989
ago.
Was just a few years ago, it feels like.
Yeah.
And it was obviously like a monster hit. And it wasn't, this isn't Taylor's like humble country beginnings. This is her full on pop.
Big production.
Pop masterpiece album. Huge production. The songs sound iconic the way they are.
Do you think they just take like the they just get the instrumental version and then just have
No, they're not allowed to do that because I think the whole point is to take all
So they have to reproduce it.
Yeah. They have to completely reproduce a very high, expensively produced pop album.
Wow.
This is like different, I think, than her previous Taylor versions.
Wow.
And it's surprising to me also because to me, no one else could get away with this. Like any kind of band could never get away with just re-recording. Ozzy had the bass and drummer re-record just their parts on Blizzard of Oz and his early solo albums, and fans almost revolted.
Yeah.
And, you know, these
they wouldn't do it.
These are just band members. It wasn't even Ozzy replacing himself.
I guess her being solo artist is nobody to betray. Nobody knows any of the other names except hers.
Yeah. And they're not really like, they don't really care about stuff like authentic production timestamps and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they'll drive right through a hotel picket line. They do not care.
Yeah, exactly.
These Swifties. Okay. So congrats on that. And then are we at number three?
What are we doing? Yeah. Number three, Disney's Haunted Mansion.
This place is haunted.
We need your help.
It's time to assemble the dream team.
We find someone who can communicate with these ghosts.
People.
Scary stuff.
So okay. So is this another like movie that's based on the ride and not the other way around? It must be.
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of like they
I
did
thought they
Pirates.
Made this with Eddie Murphy. Like, didn't they make this like 10 years ago with Eddie Murphy or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right. We are here. Let's get some merch.
Oh, okay. So we're doing like, you know, bootleg merch outside in the parking lot.
Yeah, but you know what? We want to support Taylor, so we want to get official merch.
All right. Taylor's version.
Taylor's version.
Yeah. T-shirts. Taylor's
okay.
Version.
Wow. We've arrived at the merch table.
Okay.
It's 5 p.m.
Okay.
How long has this merch table been open?
Oh, wow. I'm guessing.
Remember now that the show is nowhere near has begun.
Oh, when do doors open for the show?
Let's say doors open at 5.
Okay. Okay. And the show probably starts around like 7:30. I'm guessing
they're saying the openers go on a little early. People have been reporting that the Swift show starts at 8. Like you were saying, no drunks. This is like it's almost sober. A matinee in a way.
A lot of little kids are going there too.
Yeah. And parents have to get home for work the next day.
Yeah.
So it's 5 p.m.
It's 5 p.m. I think the merch table has been open since 10 a.m. Okay. I went extreme because I can only imagine.
Resubmit.
Oh, okay.
Think how many times you made me guess the price of those Swift tickets.
All right. All right. Maybe I'm going 11:30 a.m. Okay. Give me even a direction to go in. Am
lower.
I getting colder? 9 a.m. 8 a.m.
If you're planning on beating crowds at these merch sales, SoFi will have parking open at 8 a.m.
Wow.
I think you can go in there, park at 8 a.m., get online, and the merch table will open at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Wow. Okay.
How about that? Listen to this one. On show days, the thing's going to be open at noon every day on show days, and it's going to be open all day Sunday, the day there's not even a show.
Really? Just to buy merch?
Just to buy merch.
Holy shit.
Wild stuff.
That's crazy.
That's the official merch. That's not even, like you said, the bootleg.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Off-day merch? Just go into a venue. to buy merch.
To buy merch.
No
or
show.
Even that early in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
To show up at 10 a.m. to buy a shirt, and there's going to be people working there. Like even Taylor's. It's Taylor's day off. The merch guy's got to work.
Amazing. Okay. Hey, you think there's any ice cold fatties around here?
Ooh. Whoa. You probably got to go all the way down to like Torrance, you know, like some adjacent city.
Yeah. Maybe Citadel had some.
Maybe so.
By the way, if you want to hear what the hell an ice cold fatty is, you got to listen to Two Charted.
Two Charted. Okay. What's coming in at number two?
Number two, Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer style.
I always said Oppenheimer, but I guess it is Oppenheimer.
I think it is Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay. And then I've always said Borby. Is that how you say Borby?
Borby?
Oh, it's Barbie. Oh. I've learned how to pronounce those this week. Excited about this. They say it's a lot of close-ups, but it is worth it, and you get to learn a lot.
I still haven't seen it. I will at some point. I don't know if I want to go to see it in a theater. I don't feel like an internal drive to do that, but I just hear people talk about it so much that I'm like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's probably... It's going to wait till it's a home viewer.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for your final test?
I'm ready. We only got one to go for movies. This is our final test period before we score these tickets.
Yeah, we're going to need a damn miracle.
All right.
We're going to need a damn miracle.
I'm low on HP
in
this RPG. My hearts are low.
You know what? Maybe we're just sticking too much to ourselves because we're shy Swifties and we're not used to being out and talking to people and stuff.
Yeah.
So we got to start talking to some of these people around here. Here comes this nice lady. Maybe she's giving away free Swift tickets to take people from the parking lot inside the show.
What?
Is that a possibility? Is that going on?
There is a lady, a mysterious lady, giving away free tickets.
T Swift staffers.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think this is a possibility. This is the miracle we've been waiting for.
There's one headed over here. She says,
"Hey, my God.
Hey, Start. Are you enjoying yourself? Are you a big Taylor Swift fan?"
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I have all of her albums and only Taylor's versions. I burned my previous versions.
And let me get this right. Yeah. And we're filming this. Let me get this right. You came all the way down here and you didn't even have tickets?
I didn't even have tickets. I drove through a picket line. I went to the Citadel. I did everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what about, did you make your own shirt?
Like, we made my own sign.
Can I see your shirt? What does your shirt say?
It says, what does it say again? It says the problem with an arrow.
No, the one that you picked in that quiz.
It says, T-Swift stole my manhood.
Oh my God. And then what happened?
I thought that was a sign, not a shirt. But
did you bring bracelets?
I got my bracelet. I got my bracelet right here. I got a bunch of them.
And what about a sign? You got a sign?
Yeah, I got a sign.
How about your friend?
He's got the other half of the sign and they're to code. They're the right measurements. We didn't go an inch too far. Okay.
And do you have blood on your bumper, your car? Is there blood on your front bumper?
There's blood. There's a picket sign hanging off the back, you know, that got caught on the wheel.
Well, congratulations to you. We've got one ticket for you to go in and enjoy the Taylor Swift show.
All right. See you, Howard. See you, man. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Later, loser.
You're faced with a moral quandary. It's Taylor versus Howard. Who wins this one?
Wow. I mean, this is once in a lifetime, man. Remember?
You got to get in.
I got to get in.
Taylor?
Remember that one time? Remember that one time you you gifted me the hotel? Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gifted Start a free hotel room.
Free hotel
and then
room.
I got home that night and couldn't find my keys.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to Start and say, I have nowhere to stay tonight. You got to go home. I got to stay in the hotel room.
That really happened.
That was the day you first met me. That was the day you met me. Just that would even have to happen. Like, what's he doing back here?
It's so unbelievable that happened.
Yeah. There was also like, it was such an out of the blue dumb gift because it was like a mile from your house. It was not even necessary for you to stay there. Like,
I didn't feel bad about it.
I got this free hotel room. You guys enjoy it.
Yeah. And it was the kind of thing too that I wouldn't have even, it's a problem completely created out of thin air.
Yes.
Or it's a gift that I wasn't expecting and didn't need. But then now that I have it, now that I have to give it back, right as I just process
you're about to relax.
Truly incredible.
Incredible. Well, hey, that memory being jogged in, ding, 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 ding. Congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy the Eras Tour.
Oh, my God.
3 hours Can't and wait. 15 minutes, 44 songs, 10 different chapters.
Shaking.
Enjoy it so much.
Thank you.
And congrats on that. And hey, we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Shazam. It's possible. Let's find out.
You know, I could picture Taylor Swift doing the Hot Picks theme.
Wow.
Like something about it kind of sounds like maybe it could be the backbeat of one of her songs.
Like Shake It Off, like the breakdown.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
By the way, I saw a friend put on Instagram, like she went to T-Swift with her daughter. Her daughter looked maybe like 7 or 8 or something, 9. I've never seen such worship on someone's face, like a little girl's face. She was clutching her stomach at points, like it was almost too much, like she was gonna, like, you know what I mean? Like she was feeling it so deep in her system that she was just shaking, like from the whole inside out, just screaming. It was like,
my God,
it was like, you know, Beatlemania, but for a, you know, 9-year-old.
She's gonna tell everyone when she gets back to school and they're gonna hate her because they didn't get to go.
Yeah, exactly. But there's some serious worship going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. That's going to last for her whole life, that feeling.
Yeah. It's almost like the rise of Putin or somebody like that. You go, yeah. Wow. Cult of personality.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is my first pick. This is Bully with All I Do.
The vocals.
Yeah, I love that vocal kind of range, that register. It's like poppy, but yep, there's a little punk in there.
Good stuff. Like gets it. You through in August, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Beat upbeat songs in August.
I like screaming. I want to feel the way I used to, the way she says that.
Yeah.
You feel it.
You know, Taylor says... it's me. I'm the problem.
Yeah. She never screams it. She says it in a very cutesy,
yeah, always
conversational.
Palatable.
Yeah. Right on. Coming in number four.
Number four.
This is your pick, of course. This is Offset and Cardi B with Jealousy. I'm fast forwarded to the Cardi B section.
Who's telling us what? But look. No bitch finna front on me. Bad body bitch with the jumbo teeth. Yellow Lamborghini like a bumblebee. Girl, nobody listen to you, listen talking about me. It's always a bird trying to teach shit. You offended when I be on defense. That's who worry about me and my nigga.
You're offended when I be on defense.
Face is given and never not gave. Been to Atlanta, but bitches ain't brave. Hot bitches mad, I'm the number one pick. It's funny, your nigga the one that's a trade. Bitches is mad, stupid. They get to the bag and lose it. I'm still in the bed, I live on her head. Water and gas included. Bitches don't wanna go Birkin for Birkin. Bitches ain't got enough hits for a Birkin.
Wow.
Wow.
She's always just coming out blazing.
She's got new stuff to say. Did you see, so she was on stage and some fan threw a drink at her and she just whipped the microphone
at her? I was gonna mention that. Yeah, she nailed her with the microphone immediately. Yeah.
It's great. Like another performer, a less superstar of a performer would have missed and hit some other fan and gotten sued. Dead aim.
The only move for the fan at that point, the only hope for the fan is that they're so quick, they catch the mic, and then they take a verse that's, you know, even better.
Yeah, start Cardi freestyling. B. That would be a great way to get discovered.
I saw a great montage someone made. Genius. It was just of all these clips of Cardi B throwing shit at people. Like,
really?
There's been a bunch of times where she's just chucked shit with, like, chucking shoes from a hotel balcony.
Yeah.
Like, she's always nailing her target, too. But there was a great one where it shows her chucking the shoe, and then it cuts to George W. Bush dodging the shoe.
I can't.
The guy throws it out. And it's cutting all these moments like that where you're like, man, somebody nailed it.
I would watch that. Shout out to her. She'll be putting out hits whenever she's got the gumption. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would love you were talking about like the documentary or whatever of the guy following going into like hostile territories and interviewing people.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like interviews of all the guys who are like prepared to make a move on Cardi B. Or like, you know,
the
mean?
Guys
like,
that
thinking
are
about
trying get to get with her.
Yeah. Trying to shoot their shots. Cause you're like, you listen to her music
them
and
getting shot down
so much hostility. And there's just, she's just wearing all of her anger and issues on her sleeve.
Right.
You're just what's going through the mind of a dude who's just prepared to deal with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like prepared.
He's about to get belittled, you know, for like years.
There's just so much that could go wrong.
Yeah, that's scary. That's intimidating. That's probably why a lot of don't step to her.
Yeah.
Or just throw money at her in the hopes that it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is my second pick. This is Steve Lukather from Toto with a new solo album, and this is called Far From Over. And there's something about the solo album that I'm just digging. Like, there's a certain sound that I feel like I haven't really heard in a while. He's one of the best guitarists, like, I can imagine, but also has that Toto kind of sound. So we'll see. Wait, hold on.
Oh yeah, it is a cool, it's a cool tone. I wouldn't expect that from the guy from Toto.
Oh, he rips. I'm so wasted. Do you believe it's true? It's a fun album.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he does some heavy stuff. Like, I mean, he can absolutely shred.
Did he sing? He didn't sing in Toto, did he?
No. He wasn't the singer. Maybe backups. Yeah, I don't know.
Gotcha. But, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, there's a certain, like when a guitarist makes a solo album, there's like a certain sound that I grew up getting a lot of like guitarist solo albums.
Okay.
And there's something, there's always like good, smart guitar going on, of course.
Speaking of which, Joe Bonamassa, he's going straight up against Swift. He's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh my God.
When she's at the SoFi.
That's crazy. He's playing the bowl.
And I think it's his first time ever too. Like he's like, that means he's almost bigger now than ever, or it's kind of like his Eras tour. Like this is the chance to see his like crowning achievement of like Bonamassa. Yeah.
Although there's an interesting thing with Hollywood Bowl these days. Actually, Scott Aukerman was telling me about this. He was saying that like these artists that
they
might
rent
be,
it out.
They rent it out, but they also get someone. I'm curious who's opening for Joe Bonamassa, because they'll get someone who technically should probably be at the head of the bill. They can make a deal that just basically puts them, they can say they headline the Hollywood Bowl, and that gets them a lot of good attention. And it almost is like a, if you build it, they will come thing.
Oh, it says like, here it's DJ Khaled's going to play guitar. He's doing a guitar set to open.
I really hope so.
With Lil Wayne.
Yeah. I wonder who's opening.
Interesting. Yeah, so you can kind of doctor it a little bit. Yeah. But anyway, congratulations, Tim. It's pretty big deal for anybody.
Definitely. It's a big deal. I have a love-hate relationship with him for sure.
What's the hate part?
I kind of hate him just like because he's just like blues. It's just like blues rock, but played with like a super polished.
Right.
He's obviously incredibly good at guitar.
Right. It's just you're not
style
super
that's
into the
so dated that it's basically he's the like hot new artist for like boomers.
Oh,
and they go,
so
hey, have you heard this guy? I'm still with it. I listen to new music.
It's like Chuck Norris soundtrack music.
Yeah. But he's obviously good. And also just something about the way he looks. It's a little bit how I feel about George Thorogood.
Right. He just looks a little off.
There's just something about him. I reserve my right to have irrational feelings about a couple artists like that.
Well within your rights.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is your second pick. This is Post Malone, new album. And I picked track number six, and it's called Too Cool to Die. I have no idea what it sounds like.
Oh, it sounds like the Motels. It sounds like Heart in the late 80s.
Yeah. Sounds like Kokomo.
Yeah, Kokomo. Maybe Stamos is on it. There you go. I mean, this album's got hits on it. I listened to a lot of it. It's got hits.
He's an odd one. He's lost all his weight. He's real thin now.
Yeah, he's got a kid. I think it slowed him down. Slowed him down from partying.
Yeah. Maybe he took some Ozempic. We'll see. We don't know. He seems like a fun party, though.
Yeah, and it's got a good summer cover. It's like a swimming pool, like Somatology.
Yeah. All right, coming in number one.
Number one.
This is my other pick. This is Easy Mill with Up, Down, Step, and Walk. This is nice. Dr. Dre and Eminem's newest protege.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they just, exciting.
They signed this guy, and you can kind of hear why.
Awesome.
He seems like a multi-hyphenate type. Like, he can sing and rap.
Yeah. Okay. Easy. Yeah. Look. Fuck that mainstream shit. Fine, got a piece of, got a couple sharp things slip. I sense that you mad. Marcus still watching the same drip while I'm flooding the TV business. All of my A trips. I ain't going with motherfuckers claiming that they be lit with the same old mug. 17 on the lame whip. I done took my product from the trap for the raid hit. Cause I'm upping my price while opposition remains sick. I ain't ducking them bullets. You siding me while you hiding your eyes can see that we're deep in the season for crime. Watch me chill down my seat while I'm sowing my D, and it goes like up, down, clutch, plow. Wanna see you duck now. Up,
wow, down, they got a new artist.
Up, yeah. The club, it go like up, down, clutch, plow. Wanna see you duck now. Uptown, tongue, chow.
He dances too.
Really?
Yeah.
He's an entertainer. That's exciting. If those guys co-signed him, he must have something.
He's got something. It looks like he's got like a crew with him, and they kind of do like some synchronized dance moves.
Oh, nice.
Kind of gangster. And
I like it.
Yeah. I like the beat too.
He's like, maybe he's getting a new crew of Swifties together to be his
yeah,
army. Great picks. Great stuff. We're excited that Taylor's here. Or not. I'm not going. You're not going. But we'll know people who did. And we'll find out. And we'll live through Swift Week together. And thank you so much for tuning in. Please stay tuned for Two Charted, all the other programs.
That's right.
And tell a friend about WhoChartedPod.com, where you get all this great content, which you can always check 10 years later, 5 years later.
All the stuff you get. Over 600 episodes, the entire archive of Who Charted. You can listen to when we first heard T. Swift, all those years ago.
Discovering her live on air.
You can hear all the Preem streams. That's a wild ride. You can re-listen to those over and over again. A lot to discover there. You can hear all the Two Charteds throughout all our history and all the new Two Charteds every single week.
Absolutely. Check all those out. Head on over to the other spots, and we will see you right here next week on
Who
Charted.